Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and good food for the soul, always encouraging and edifying preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice, as you do speak the truth from the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord bless and strengthen all the saints to stand strong through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer and our only hope. And Maranatha.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Into his courts with praise.
Hallelujah.
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 I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me. Oh, he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah. That's not just a song. It's the word of God. Scripture talks about rejoicing. Talks about being made glad. Aren't you glad? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me see. I got a good message from Sister Charlene this morning. She probably don't remember, but I remember. Got a good message from Sister Rose. Praise the Lord. We got a good response from Sister Angela yesterday. That gives glory to God. Really does. Hallelujah. So I'm blessed. The angels rejoice. Y'all know that scripture? When one sinner repents, the angels in heaven rejoice. Huh? Well, we ought to rejoice too. Hallelujah. Now, Charlene's message was a message of repentance. That's why I was blessed. She sends me messages daily, I guess, but they're not always. Sometimes they're messages of gratefulness and thanksgiving. Usually that's how it is. It was that too, but also a message of repentance, which is good. We shouldn't be ashamed to repent. Now, the devil will he'll try to make you be ashamed, say, oh, you can't let them folk know how bad you are. Huh? Am I talking right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But as the angels rejoice, so I do rejoice. Hallelujah. Yeah, especially when this one repents, I rejoice. There's nothing like repentance to set you free. So, Kurt, you have to find Angela's testimony. Put it up front. Praise the Lord. Well, we might let you put Charlene's up front too. Praise the Lord. Now, sometimes folk come to me and say, I'm sorry, and I don't know what they're talking about. I was out in the pea patch the other day, and afterwards someone came and say, you forgive me? And I don't know what they were talking about. You know, praise the Lord. You know, Charlene was offended yesterday. I don't know what I said. You understand? I don't understand what I said to the finish, but something, see?
Yeah,
so someone, sometimes they know that they didn't do right, though I don't discern it. But anyway, you know, for them to make it right, they, not a problem. Praise the Lord. I think Diane was, She says she got angry because I had my camera out there taking pictures of the saints. Of course, I took her picture. She said, I wanted to take that thing away from you and break it. I had no idea that me taking a picture would cause that response. So I didn't do it for that. So that's why she repented. She didn't. Praise the Lord. I took Angela's picture too. Now, you all just notice what happened after Angela humbled herself and went out to the pea patch. See what followed after that. Then we ought to learn something. we ought to learn something. Now, many times, you know, God entreated her to go, but she didn't go. That day she went, and then look at what happened after she went. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? He gives us so many. Now, did y'all consider it like that? Praise the Lord. I was blessed to see her out there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Blessed to see you all out there. I was blessed to be there myself. I'm blessed to be here with the people of God. To suffer affliction with the people of God. Hallelujah. You gonna testify? Leave, I'll testify while I have a chance. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Since you mentioned it, here was something else that happened in the after she testified. So the Lord immediately tried her. And it wasn't something that we did on purpose. It just, something happened where yesterday, in the midst of trying to get prepared for something else, we had to deal with a power outage that was caused inadvertently by us, and had to tell her, hey, look, we ain't got no power down there. So, and her response was, must be the trial of my faith.
Amen, brother.
And she drove away with a smile on her face. And I knew it was genuine. And I said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Inadvertently, huh? Ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, well, he's going to continue to try us. Isn't that good? And when he has tried us, we shall come forth as gold. He's going to try us till we work with him. He goes, not right. We got to try him again. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, repentance is sweet.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, they say revenge, but no. Yeah, repentance.
Amen.
I know about it.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. Hallelujah.
Lord.
And we all have, but you know, then we're trying.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And we have to go back for some cleansing power.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now, I hope you all understand what I'm saying is true. I don't, you know, folk get offended. I don't know what I say specifically to offend them because I'm not trying to offend. Hallelujah. God is trying you, though. And he's successful. Even though I don't know, he knows. Hallelujah. He tries me, too, you know. None of us are exempt. One body, one spirit. He's saving his people from their sins. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's a great salvation. Thank you, Lord. So I'm pulling for Angela now.
Amen.
We need her. We need you too. So I'm praying for you as well. Thank you, Lord. Praying for James to take care of our little entrance gardens. Yeah, amen. They look kind of shoddy. That's a good word. It's on you, Brother James. Of course, you can entreat your fellows to help you if you want. You can always do that. Praise the Lord. Might do like Gina, get some wooden flowers and paint them. Be easy maintenance, huh? I think she finally got some real flowers.
There are some pretty flowers around here. Yeah, place looks pretty good. Oh, we still have our areas, but, you know, all in all, looks real good. We're just few in number here, right? Praise the Lord. We have to have knowledge of how to ask for help and how to receive help. You know, sometimes we may have a task to do and we know we need help, but we don't know the help that we really need and we don't know how to ask for help. Or we may be willing to help, but we don't know how to help. So, Diane said she needed help over at the Maranatha washouts. So we entreated Teresa. She said she would help. I don't know if she's gotten around to it yet. Of course, she stays pretty busy. That's good. Huh? Oh, I'm sure there's some things, though, that maybe might be a little bit might be a little bit above you. Anyway, I noticed that it's still pretty much the same. So I don't know if Diane's serious about needing the help or if it's Teresa not having time to do it. I don't know. But then I heard that she was looking for something else to clean. I said, well, my God, that doesn't make any sense. You know, she's already been asked to help clean over there. Praise the Lord. Well, there's plenty of stuff to clean. We'll never run out of it. Hallelujah. We clean it once, we'll have to clean it again. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm not trying to be mean. Hallelujah. A remnant shall return. Few there be that find it. Huh? Though Israel be as the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall be saved. Praise the Lord. So that should maybe provoke us. Like, one of you shall betray me. That I'm sure it provoked them. Absolutely. Because they began to question. And that's a good way to do. You know, few there be that find the way, remnant shall be saved, then we need to ask questions. Yeah, am I in the remnant? We talk about God's great salvation, and it is a great salvation. But we must work it out. God said so. The Baptists don't understand work it out. But God understands. Huh? With fear and trembling. Huh? Earnestly contend for the faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. All men have not faith. All men believe, though. They believe something. But the ones that have faith believe the truth. The ones that have faith believe God. All men believe something. Praise the Lord. All men hope in something, but the ones that have faith hope in God. He's the health of our countenance. Thank you, Lord. Maybe I should find Charlene's message. Everybody wants to hear it. You know how we like to look into other people's business. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was blessed to receive it. Yeah, I get blessed every day. Doesn't take much. I'm not ungrateful, but it really doesn't take a lot to please me. Really. Thank you, Lord. I don't like big pomp and ceremony. Now, when Terry sincerely looked me in the eye every day and say, thank you for being here, then that means a lot to me. That means more than if he
you know, get on the smoke and cook up a brisket and say, in your honor, Pastor Wright. Now, I like brisket. I like fried chicken. But this is worth more. Really, it is. This is worth more. And I don't ask him for it. It's a free will offering. Every day he does it. Throughout the day. He hunts me down to tell me. Praise the Lord. So when you all sincerely give God thanks, ever how you do it, if you thank me, you thank your neighbor, then God is still pleased when you do it in sincerity. Hallelujah. The opposite of sincerity, I guess, is insincere or hypocritical. And the scripture talks about a hypocritical nation. He was talking about God's people. Yeah, hypocritical nation. Praise the Lord. But again, I'm telling you this. It don't take a lot of pomp and ceremony for me. Absolutely not. But I'm telling you, in case you want to please me. If you don't, I guess it don't matter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Something from you. You know, from you. Not from Walmart. From you. Yeah, from you, brother. That's what God gives. Himself. It's worth more than anything. And that's what he requires us to give of ourselves. Huh? All right. So let us not hold back. Remember Acts chapter 5? Talks about Ananias and Sapphira. And they held back part of the price, which is what men do. Remember Brother Sarah was talking the other day about how, you know, rich men know how to siphon off. Yeah, all men do. They know how to, what belongs to God, they know how to put a little bit in the pocket for themselves. Oh, yeah. God's not pleased with it, though. Thank you, Lord. He don't want you to hold back because he freely gives. God loves a cheerful giver. He is a cheerful giver. If we know anything about God, Christ, then we know that God just gives. He don't hold back. God gives. Yes, he does. What about men? They are ungrateful. Absolutely. They are ungrateful. He loves. He loves. What about men? They are ungrateful. Wherein hast thou loved me? Huh? You never killed a fatted calf for me. See? Y'all know these things are written concerning us, for our learning, for our admonition. Our complaining is, well, you never did this for me. While he gave his only son. Y'all understand that? And somehow we get deceived to think that God wants to hold something back from us. The word plainly states he withholdeth no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Rich men can't be saved. No, says it where? In the Bible. But what are rich men? Well, you say you're rich. doesn't mean a lot of money. Man's riches is what he esteems. Every man have them. Huh? He said, this is what I'm going to hold to. Nothing's going to get it. That's his riches. Huh? In our case, that's Jesus Christ. Huh? Oh, yeah. We'll have to understand it more perfectly. And as we do, we'll freely give. Hmm? But as long as we are reluctant to give, then we're holding back. We have riches that we won't let go, and if we keep them, God can't save us. We're seeing something above God. How is he going to save us? No matter what it is. Your image? Huh? Or just name it. Hallelujah. So we're in this process, you know. I mean, God don't need Angela to pick peas. Yeah, he gives her the honor. See what I mean? And lo and behold, if we're not careful, instead of us perceiving that God has given us the honor, we'll perceive that he's trying to, you know, do something harmful to us. Y'all getting quiet on me? Or are you trying to trick us? But I'm not the one trying to trick you. I'm the one that's telling you the truth. There is one trying to deceive you, though. Absolutely. Maybe you. But not me. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. So what I'm saying is you don't need a lot of money to be rich. It concerns all of us. Hallelujah. And we can hold back even if we have no money. We're proof. See? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But God requires all. As an example, he gave his all. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, that say unrighteous things, ungodly things, and that write grievously which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment and to take away the right from the poor of my people. Hallelujah. That widows may be their prey and that they may rob the fatherless. What will you do in the day of visitation and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down under the prisoners and they shall fall under the slain. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is out, stretched out still. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger and the staff in their hand is mine indignation. He's telling through the prophet that the Assyrians, they're my messengers. They're the rod that I'm using to afflict y'all. And they did a good job. Hallelujah. And after God used the Assyrians to afflict his people, he judged them. But he let them know that these Assyrians, that's my doing because of your doing. Thank you, Lord. He said, I will send him against a hypocritical nation. You call my name and you've got all these other gods. Brother Spurgeon say, idolatry was always the besetting sin of God's people. I'm going to find it. Y'all hold on. Spurgeon says some things that might provoke us. Y'all believe that? Hallelujah. Hopefully we won't get angry at him or with him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. One great besetting sin of ancient Israel was idolatry. And the spiritual Israel, that's us, are vexed with a tendency to the same folly. That's why all the things in the scriptures are written. And when we read the scripture, we understand that more than anything, they served other gods. More than anything. What they did to provoke God was serve other gods. So the spiritual Israel, that's all that are in Christ, Abraham. See, we are Israel. There's a natural Israel. There's a spiritual Israel. And all Israel shall be saved. Hallelujah. We're the Israel of God. Amen. But listen to the spiritual Israel. They are vexed with a tendency to do the same folly. Rephraim's stars shine no longer and the women weep no more for Tammuz. But Mammon still intrudes his golden calf. And the shrines of pride are not forsaken. Self in various forms. Isn't this good? Self in various forms, because usually that's the God. Self in various forms struggles to subdue the chosen ones under its dominion.
And the flesh sets up its altars wherever it can find space for. Now I'm going to read. I didn't write this. I'm just reading it. Favorite children are often the cause of much sin in believers. The Lord is grieved when he sees us doting upon them. Now, I didn't write this. Man of God wrote it by the Spirit of God. Favorite children? And you doting upon them? Oh, Pastor Rice, you are so mean. Praise the Lord. Doting upon them above measure. They will live to be a greater curse to us as Absalom was to David. Or they will be taken from us to leave our homes desolate. If Christians desire to grow thorns to stuff their sleepless pillows, let them dote upon their dear ones. This is what God inspired Spurgeon to write. It is beautiful. It is truly said that they are no gods, for the objects of our foolish love are very doubtful blessings. The solace which they yield us now is dangerous, and the help which they can give us in the hour of trouble is little indeed. Why then are we so bewitched with vanities? Vanities. Why are we so bewitched with vanities? We pity the poor heathen who adores a god of stone, and yet we worship a god of gold. Where is the vast superiority between a god of flesh and one of wood? You know, we serve the god of flesh. And we, despise those that have their idols in golden calves. Where is the vast superiority between a god of stone or god of flesh? The principle, the sin, the folly is the same in either case. Only that in ours the crime is more aggravated because we have more light. We have been enlightened. And sin in the face of it. The heathen, well, he has no light. He bows to a false deity, but the true God he has never known. And this is the controversy or what provoked God. I mean, after knowing him, then they still went and got the idols. After knowing who brought them out of Egypt, somehow they went and made a golden calf and gave all the credit to the golden calf. Will a man rob God? Well, you have robbed me, is how the scripture says it. And they did rob God. As we rob God when we take credit for what God does. Which is everything. He does everything. Well, we can take credit for nothing. Absolutely not. We have faith. Well, can we take credit for it? Well, what do we have that we've not received? And then if we've received it, then where's our boast? We're all debtors. Not to the flesh, though. Now, again, a gift from God. But still, we're debtors. We're servants. No longer servants of sin, but still we're servants. We're still yoked, though the yoke has been broken. We're yoked up with Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Let me finish this. I was so blessed to read it. We commit two evils. We have to forsake the living out in the water. And then go get some broken sisters. The heathen don't do that. They don't know the true God. So they just deal with their broken cisterns and their gods that are no gods. But we who know God or have been known of God, how is it that we turn back to the weak and beggarly elements? Now make sure we put it in the spiritual sense because that's how God speaks to us. God is a spirit. He talks about muzzling an ox, but, you know, he has spiritual meaning to it. Hallelujah. He didn't come to save the ox. He came to save his people from their sins. Thank you, Lord. Now, Brother Edward was praying about what if God had came and found no sinners. Well, not possible. You know. The trouble is he comes and the sinners won't admit that they're sinners. But in any event, when he finds sinners, because all have sinned. Praise the Lord. And we're blessed when we have, even if we acknowledge sin, that's repentance. But that's God-given as well. See? So no matter what it is, it's God that does it. He's the giver. And when he requires us to give, then we confirm that he's the giver. Because what he's asking us to give is what he's given us. See? And some of us are so shirtless or stingy or whatever or untrusting that we don't want to give to God what he's given to us. If God requires us to give, it's only what we have been given. And we aren't going to continue to be Ananias and Sapphira, are we? Are we going to give to the God who gives to us? Huh? Give unto the Lord the glory, do his name. Huh? Thank you, Lord. It is he that have made us, not we ourselves. So a reasonable service to give to God what he gave to us. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Now say we were under tribute, and I guess if we don't serve God, we are. You know. We're servants to sin. Well, who a man is brought in bondage, same as, you know. He that serves sin is a servant of sin. So we are under tribute. We have to present our bodies somewhere. Amen. Yes, we do. So why is it we're reluctant to present them to God? Oh, again. Praise the Lord. We hadn't come into the full knowledge of the truth, huh? Thank you, Lord. We're just getting to the root of the matter. Praise the Lord. Present your body a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service. Men love to give gifts to God. Yeah, they do. Cain had an offering, you know. Absolutely. All Cains have offerings. One thing, though. God don't want them. Yeah, men love to give to God. Works of their own hands. Oh, they love to give God the works of their own hands. God just won't accept it because the works of our hands are no good. Thank God we're the work of his hand. Hallelujah. And being confident of this very thing, he which hath begun a good work with his own hands shall perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, hypocritical, insincere. Joshua told the people that they had put away their idols. He told them, make a choice. If it seems evil to you to serve God, that's quite a statement, isn't it? Evil to serve God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. But me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And they said, well, we will serve him too. Joshua, not like that. You'll have to put away your idols. Amen. And you'll have to serve him in truth and in sincerity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Together, truth and sincerity. Amen. There's a few feigns in the scriptures. An unfeigned. Huh? We should have unfeigned love for the brother. That means sincere, pure. Angela was talking about love that's no good. I talk about it all the time. God talks about it all the time. Yeah. It's loving like the world. Thank you, Lord. And we have the love of God.
That's why God commands us to love. So what happens? Well, we hold back again. And we think, I'm trying to provoke us on how we're robbing God. And in robbing God, of course, we're robbing ourselves, because that's how God, he's so wise. And as a man sow, that's how he reaps. Hallelujah. What he sows, that's what he reaps. And that's a good thing. That's not bad. That's a good deal. Yes, it is. So we sow to the Spirit. Huh? We reap life. We sow abundantly. We reap abundant life. We sow to the flesh. Well, well, well. Thank you, Lord. So let us sow to the Spirit today. Huh? The words that I speak, the Lord said, they are spirit and they are life. It's the same when you speak them.
Yes. Amen.
Somehow we're reluctant to speak God's word, except when we're trying to show our neighbor he's a sinner. Then we use the word. But we hold the word of God, you know, we use it deceitfully. Yeah. We ought to speak it to ourselves all the time. Huh? Again, we'll go back to Brother David. Praise the Lord. So Neil made me so mad, man. I don't forget this. Things like this bless me. Because of what he said right after. He said, man, Neil and I got into it and he made me so mad. I wanted to punch him. Anybody ever felt like that? Right back, especially concerning Neil, right? Right after that, he said, but I can't do that. See? He said, I can't do that. He said it, I mean, with conviction. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In truth and in sincerity. Unfeigned love. That means pure. Real. Huh? Not pseudo. Not hypocritical. And of course, it's tried. Everybody understand that? Anybody got children? They try your love? Okay then. Are you always pass that test? How about your brother? He try your love? Make sure you pass that test. See how I put that? I like the way I put it. I like the way I put it. When it comes to our children, anybody know I'm telling the truth? They will try us. We say we love them. They'll see how we love them. Yes, they will. And most parents, they pass the test. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So, Charlene, we have to pass the test. Huh? I mean, love always passes the test. Absolute love don't fail. That means it always passes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the scripture said we should have fervent charity. Everybody understand that? I mean, what? But charity is, my God, who can speak of charity? But fervent charity? What a standard. You mean we're able to do that? Woo, what a blessing, huh? Well, well, well. It's what God gives us. We know that because that's what he requires. So when he said, have fervent charity among yourselves, above all, then this is our honor. We say, yes, Lord, I can do that because you've enabled me. Yes, Lord, that will please you. See? Now, don't let a hypocrite, we pretend we want to please God, and then we don't strive for the fervent charity. Huh? Of course, charity seeketh not its own. Oh, it's not puffed up. I see. Praise God, but it don't fail. Believeth all things, beareth all things, and endure all things. Hallelujah. But it does not fail. Huh? And if anything's going to work and prosper, it has to be done with charity. Let all things be done with charity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you won't get this stuff out of you. Absolutely. That's where we fail. Yeah, we We have to take what God gives us. Give it back. That's how we let the rivers of living waters flow from our belly. Again, I'm just, oh God, amazed how we are reluctant to speak the word of God. Really? I mean, speak. See what I'm doing? Not just think it, but speak it. All the time. Every time. Huh? He'll help you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Unfeigned love for the brethren. Paul talked about Timothy's the grandmother's unfeigned faith. That means sincere, true, good stuff. Not a counterfeit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The hypocrite does have a reward. Of course, it's the appearance. That's the hypocrite's reward. Righteousness is the reward of the righteous. The hypocrite's reward is the appearance of righteousness. Praise the Lord. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, my people. And against the people of my wrath, I will give him charge to take the spoil, to take the prey, and tread them down like the mire of the street. Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither doth he think in his heart so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off nations, not a few. As my hand found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria, shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? How about you and your idols? Therefore shall the Lord of hosts send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day, and shall consume the glory of his forest and of his fruitful field, both body and soul. And they shall be as when a standard bearer fainteth, and the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. It shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more stay upon them that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return. Even the remnant of Jacob, they shall return unto the mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decree shall overflow with righteousness. How about it? For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwellest in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod, and shall lift up the standard against thee after the manner of Egypt. For yet a little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken from off his shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Angela talked about that yoke upon her. Well, it's good she was blessed to talk about it. That way she can get that yoke broken.
by the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God did not cast away his people, which he foreknew. That's all Israel. Natural Israel and spiritual Israel, all that are God's, and we are his, he hath foreknown. He didn't wait till we were born and say, oh, I like that one. Huh? We were chosen. Huh? Before the foundation of the world. Before we were formed in the womb, God chose us. He has known us. We're elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Isn't that all right? Hallelujah. What know ye not the scriptures? How he lies after, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel. He prayed, Lord, they've killed the prophets. They've digged down thine altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. Praise the Lord. And in a matter, he was alone, and they had done all these things. God's people. Yeah, I mean, to set them other altars up, they take down the altars of God. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Kill the prophets because they say, thus saith the Lord. And they were saying, shut up, God. Amen. Yeah. Nevertheless, they killed the prophets. God still kept talking. How about that? Hallelujah. Well, what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 that have not bowed the knee to Baal. Huh? Even so, then at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Hallelujah. And these times are, we can relate to, because we know that God has a remnant. They might be in the cave, scattered, but according to God's word, there must be a remnant according to the election of grace. And they were his people, although they were in the caves. And there was only one that was not in the cave, and that was Elijah. Praise the Lord. And brother, he was despairing. He was discouraged. And man, at one point he said, take my life. He said, it's enough. Not knowing that only God says that. Huh? I said, I'll be the one that says enough. That's how he says with our trial. Now, we've reached the point, I know I've come to it several times where I want to say, this is enough. Huh? But then God overrules me. I'm the one that says, this is enough. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But as we can't seem to find God's people in the number we think we should, or in the strength and power and conviction, they must be. God said so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, even so at this present time also there's a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it's no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then there is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Again, it's God that worketh in you. Praise both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What he requires of us is our consent. That's when we daily present our bodies. We say, okay, God, you can work in me today. Now, he's going to work how he works. Amen. It's going to be contrary to your flesh. Amen. See? Yes, sir. But it's going to be for your good. Yes, it's going to be for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, daily you present your body. Yes. Say, whatever you want to do, Lord. Amen. We're not perfected there, are we? Amen. But since he's doing the work, guess what? It will be. Hallelujah. Huh? We say that by faith because it's the word of God. Elijah looked around and said, man, what's going on? Where's everybody at? That's how we feel sometimes, huh? Hey, what's going on? Here we are earnestly contending. Where's everybody at? Amen. Praise the Lord. Bring them out of them caves, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Gather thine elect.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 12. In that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou was angry with me. Huh? Y'all know sometimes God's angry? He's angry with the wicked every day. Hallelujah. But his hand is stretched out still. Huh? You see how he stretched out and got Angela there? Hallelujah. Did I read what you said, Charlene? Oh, you tried to get me off of it, didn't you? Praise the Lord. He reached out and got Charlene. Now, I'm really blessed by this because God is blessed. Hallelujah. This is agreement with God.
Amen.
This is submission to
Amen.
God. Absolutely.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is receiving the word of
yes,
God.
Lord.
Yeah, if you can repent, acknowledge, come on,
Hallelujah.
Your fault.
Yes, Lord.
Give thanks. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. I'm going to find it, Charlene. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Pastor Rice. Just woke up, so I have to get going. She say that a lot. I had a good rest. I love you. Thank you for the rebuke. I knew it, but was rebellious. Now what you said? And in that, I not only hurt myself, but Rachel. I love you. All right. Isn't that good? Aren't you blessed too? I love you, Pastor Rice. Well, I love you too, Charlene. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That old tempter would try to get us to think, well, God's trying to dishonor us. Huh? Not so. He's made us partakers of the heavenly calling, partakers of his glory, partakers of his suffering. See, I like to go back and remember all those partaker scriptures. And there's several of them. Partakers of the Holy Ghost, partakers of the divine calling. And somehow we let the adversary think that God wants to take something from us. God is a giver. And all of his gifts are good. And perfect. Aaron, don't err, brethren. Every good and perfect gift from above.
Amen.
It comes down from the Father of lights. He's always the same. No variable. He's not like us, you know, sometime up, sometime down. There's no variableness, no shadow turning with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He loves us all the time.
Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I'm going to continue on. So I was so blessed to read that. Behold, God is my salvation. Thou was angry with me. Thine anger is turned away and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord. For he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One in the midst of thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I want to sing all about it, hallelujah. I want to shout all about it, hallelujah. Can't live without it, praise God. Praise God.
Now I'm living in a new creation. Now I'm drinking from the world's salvation. Now there is no condemnation, praise God.
So we're drinking from the well of salvation, drawing water from the wells of salvation. They never run dry. Hallelujah. Then cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said, give me to drink. And when the Lord is ready to give, that's usually how he initiates it. He said, give. That means he's endeavoring to give. Absolutely. Y'all better believe me. Hallelujah. Well, he goes ahead and tell her, he's a woman if you've known the gift of God. He said, I'm the gift of God. I'm not the take away her God. I'm the gift of God. If thou had known the gift of God and who it was that said to you, give me the drink, you would say, hey, give me a drink. And he would give you some living water. Hallelujah. We're going to hold on to it now. Anytime the Lord is asking of us, he's endeavoring to give. I know we've learned the way of the heathen. And somehow we think God, who owns everything, is trying to pilfer from us. Oh, here come God. He's trying to steal my good stuff. Huh? Come on, saint. Don't be so deceived. In the parable of the river, that's how the one was. He said, oh, you come to take my mansion. Oh, brother said, man, that ain't no mansion. That's a hut. Well, you know, in our self-righteousness, we said, this is a man. God come to take it. Well, he comes to take it. That's so he can give you his righteousness. This is ongoing, you know. Now, we're trying to hold on to our righteousness. God said, give me that stuff. And what he's endeavoring to do is say, here's my righteousness. In every situation, huh? When old Ed run off and hide when we got hard work to do, yeah, he said, here, take my righteousness. Our righteousness is to forgive, exhort. We don't want to talk about it. No. We do what's in our charge to do. Edward, man, we're working real hard over here. Can't you come and help us? See? And then that's good enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Make sure then we don't go, you know, talk about him to everybody. You know, we're working real hard. Now, I've seen it, you know. I'll put it like this. I've been out in the field, and the ones in the field were sinning more than the ones that didn't show up because they were running down the ones that didn't show up. Y'all know, I've got experience. Absolutely. That laser driver, man, he never shows up. Huh? Praise the Lord. Well, we need to show up in righteousness. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, she finally got around to asking him. But see how he initiated. He wanted to give her a drink. And he initiated by saying, give me a drink. So when he wants to give you, he does it the same way. Come and learn of me. That's what he does. Don't believe the devil. You only got a little bit and God trying to take it. No, don't believe the devil. Don't believe that. The earth is the Lord's. The fullness thereof. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he wants to give to you. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Well, he's given us now. Now we need to be faithful in it. Huh? He's given us living water.
Yes, Lord.
If you have received the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what do we do with that?
Thank you, Lord.
We don't do very well.
Glory to God.
Huh?
Thank you.
We should let the rivers of
Amen.
Living water flow.
Amen.
If we're going to sit back and do this, well, when is them living waters going to flow?
Thank you.
Jesus. They won't flow. They won't flow. They won't flow. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God
we serve.
We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve. Oh, what a mighty God. God, the angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Glory. He's called us to be true worshipers. That's to exalt and extol him. Huh? To love him with all that is within us. You mean we're going to serve God with everything but our lips? Oh no, God, they belong to me. Really? I can't provoke you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Book is full of examples. Huh? Oh, Lord, how great thou art. Righteousness belong to thee. Hallelujah. He loved me ere I knew him. All my love is due him. Hallelujah. He's the creator of all things, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. What is he that have made us? Not we ourselves. Hallelujah. He's a fountain of living water. Hallelujah. He's a great God that's mighty to save. Now we know all these things. These things are in the book. We must find occasion to speak them. I'm telling you now. I don't know why you all contending with me. Why are y'all contending with me? We must find occasion to speak what's in the book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have plenty of occasion.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have plenty of opportunity.
Yes, Jesus.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you would just say the Lord is blessing me
Yes,
right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory, glory.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so it goes on to say, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, this is the truth.
Amen.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers
Amen.
Of living water.
Yes,
this spake he of the Holy Ghost, that they that believe should
yes,
receive.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, but now the Holy Ghost is given.
Yes, Lord.
The Comforter is come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Comforter is come.
Amen.
Spread the tidings round
Hallelujah.
Wherever men are found.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard it, they say like we say, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Hallelujah. When Jesus knew in himself that the disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, you can speak them to.
Amen.
They are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come to me except it were given him of my Father. Hallelujah. Whosoever will, let him come. Drink of the water of life. Thank you, Lord. Well, from that time, many of his disciples, went back. And walked no more with him. Amen. John 6, verse 66. Many of his disciples went back. Walk no more with him. Thank you, Lord. So our prayer is that we be standing in the end. Hallelujah. That is our prayer, O God. We would endure unto the end. Enduring to the year 2000, not sufficient. Enduring to the year 2008 or 2018, not sufficient. We must endure to the end. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he is the beginning and the end. The word of the Lord came unto him, to Elijah, by the brook. Get up and get out of here, man. He said, go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. A widow woman. Praise the Lord. The prophet. Full and happy. Eating and drinking every day. Poor little water, barely got enough to make it. Now this is how God does things.
Amen.
Amen. This is how God does things. He sent the prophet to the widow. That the widow might sustain him. Now, he had to tell the widow. She was expecting the prophet. Or she sort of ran out, you know, hope. But prophet showed up just in time.
Hallelujah.
She was getting ready to disobey God. So you mean that prophet ain't showed up yet? Here, me and my son, we're about to die.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's when the prophet showed up.
Glory
to God. Yeah. Now, you remember how he initiated this. He asked for a drink. That's what Jesus did.
Hallelujah.
He said, hey, woman, give me a drink.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet said, hey, give me a drink.
Amen.
Now, this is God again, endeavoring to give.
Amen.
See what I mean?
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So she gave the water. And he said, well, make me a little cake too. Well, now, we just got a little bit. So I figured me and my son would just eat it and die. The prophet said, I came that you might have life. Yeah, make me a cake first. Are we getting it? Well, like I said, well, you know, I don't like to pick peas or I'm too eat. Just make me a little cake. Praise the Lord. First. And that cruise of oil will never go dry. Your meal barrel will never fail. Huh? Praise the Lord. She believed him, gave him the water, baked him the little cake, and she was provided for throughout the family. As she had need. God didn't give her anything to hoard. Every day she had to have faith. She had to go to a little cruise of oil and say, okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go to the little meal barrel and by faith, praise the Lord, and so it with us. It is with us. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Apparently, you know, we feel like what God is asking of us is too much. You understand that? Never. If God asks it, it's not too much. He's endeavoring to give us. All right? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. You think he'd found a rich man to give to the prophet, huh? Well, that's just not how God does it. Hallelujah. Elijah said unto her, fear not, fear not. And again, in the New Testament, the Lord said, fear not. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give, not to take. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Yes,
the kingdom is all that God has. Everybody understand kingdom?
Hallelujah.
That's the king's dominion. That's what kingdom is. And it's his pleasure, your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's not going to withhold. He's a giver.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God loves a cheerful giver. He is a cheerful giver. Come on. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. So, again, God requires us to give up our useless life. Now, of course, we have to be convinced that it's useless. He does require it. If any man seek to save it, he's going to lose it. God requires us to lose it for his sake. Huh? Take our worthless, vain life, because it's temporary, and give it up. And in return, he gives us his life, eternal life. Praise the Lord. It's in all the books. They teach it in the Sunday school, Sabbath school, but they won't do it. So we want to be able to do it. Huh? We're going to inherit the kingdom. We'll have to give up our little kingdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God and all these things, all that we need, all that we seek after, God will provide for us. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So sell that you have. Give alms. Provide yourselves bags that wax not old. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like men that wait for their Lord. Can we do it?
Hallelujah.
When he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Thank you, Lord. Give and it shall be given unto you. We must give. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure you meet, with all it shall be measured unto you again. Hallelujah. So this concerns not how much we give, but how much we hold back. Huh? To give all means we can hold back nothing. Everybody understand? Not I gave, I gave, I gave. What have you got? Praise the Lord. Or if he requires the widow to give her two mites, then I guess he requires the same of you. Y'all see how I'm putting that? Would God rob the little widow? Absolutely not. He gives her. He said, give me your two mites. Sustain that profit. Huh? Give me your little measly life.
Hallelujah.
And, of course, she gave more than they all, because, you know, the hypocrites, they gave a lot, but they had an abundance. They made sure that they kept, like, plenty for themselves. And, of course, keeping back for yourselves is not trusting in God. That's why men like to hoard up things. You know. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, this is just how it is. So whatever you have, it's probably related to what you give. God said so. I didn't say it. Praise the Lord. To the young rich ruler who sought a good thing, eternal life, found himself liking. And when Jesus told him what it was he liked, he wasn't willing to do it. If thou wilt be perfect, sell what you got. Hallelujah. Give to the poor. And the promise is thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me. Hallelujah. Don't say that you've received me and then you keep your life. You receive me, your life is no more. I give you my life. Hallelujah. So following him is a lifetime. Praise the Lord. Well, the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. Reason, he had great possessions. And when we fail to submit to the righteousness of God, same way. Great possessions, mainly our righteousness. I bear them record, have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. But they going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. So since it's God's choice, we have to do it God's way. As he lead and guide us. Hallelujah. He's not going to write it out yesterday what's for today. So daily we present our bodies. So we're knowing what way we should walk this day. Hallelujah. Then said Jesus, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again, I say it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed. Aren't you amazed? Saying then, who can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And unto him that believeth, all things are possible. Lord, I believe. I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Peter said, man, we've forsaken all. We followed. Now, what are we going to get? Praise the Lord. Jesus did answer. I got it here. Y'all want to hear it? Verily I say unto you that ye which have followed me, have followed me, have followed me. In the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken, so this is required now. Don't let the Baptists or this religious Babylon deceive you. Everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Praise the Lord. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Praise the Lord. Lord, let me lose my life. Find it in thee. Thank you, Lord. He that receiveth you receiveth me. And he that receiveth the prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive the prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Then he shall reward every man according to his works. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. Thank you, Lord, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for good instructions. Help us, Lord, to receive that you freely give. Hallelujah. Pray for us, brother. Thank you, Lord.
We do thank you, Father, for the words of life we just heard. Your word, Lord, which is our life, because you have given it to us freely. And we, Lord, we need to be thankful always for what you do. And, oh, Lord God, yes, Lord, we need to be truly thankful. And my God, you have done it all, Lord. We just need to follow you. So help us to do that, Lord, more perfectly. To take up our cross, Lord, but to deny ourselves first and then take up our cross that we may follow you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you are our best friend, Lord. And we, Lord, are our worst own enemy, but you, Lord, are a very present help in trouble. And,
amen.
And you will help us, Lord. You will deliver your people. We just must believe, Lord, that you came in the flesh. Oh, and you died for us. And you rose again, just as you said. And now you are at the right hand of the Father. So look down upon us, Lord. Oh, God, and behold our troubles, Lord. And you know, Father, what we have need of always. Lord God, you know, Lord. So help us, Father, to do what you would have us to do, Lord. Not what we want to do, but
amen.
What you would have us to do, Father. Help us this day to work together as one, that we might all be of one mind, with one heart, with one consent. For we are all your people, Lord. And, oh God, thank you, Father, for calling us. Thank you, Father. And I pray always that we may be worthy of this calling. So let us make our calling and election sure, for why stand we in jeopardy every hour? For the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And what nation has not forgotten you, Lord? Oh, remember us as we remember you, Lord. And oh God, do not pass us by, Lord. Do not pass us by. Help us to be ready at all times, Lord, and help us to be fervent in charity, my God. For you, Lord, have put your perfect love into us, that we may love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind and strength, and we might also love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So we just need to do it, Lord, for that is the greatest commandment of all, to love. Oh, Lord Jesus. So thank you for your perfect love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for providing our every need each and every day. And thank you for watching over us, Lord, as we go on our way. Be with us, Lord, today, and help us, oh God. Oh, deliver those who need deliver, Lord. Touch and heal those who need healing I pray, Father, and oh, only you can heal us, Lord. Only you, Lord. So we just must trust in you. For it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. So we look to you, Father, and we look to you, Lord. And oh, God, help us, Lord, to keep our mind stayed on you. I pray in Jesus' name, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thank you for praying for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, when I said that, I don't know what I said to offend some of y'all, especially Charlene. Again, it means that my intent is not to offend. Now, some don't believe that because they go back and they find something I said. And still, I said that, but not that intent. But they're still not convinced because they think, yeah, y'all see where we're going? If I want to offend you, I know how to do it. And I'll remember what I did to do it. But since I'm not trying to offend you, then whatever you come up with that I said, still, it's not meant to offend you. All right? Now, does this offend you? All right. Let's give God the glory. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Morning, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and the body of Christ scattered abroad. Lord, strengthen brother, and he has, because you are able to stand fast in that place and calling, being an example unto us to endure unto the end. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Bless you, brother, as you faithfully stand fast in the place and calling he has given unto you. Amen and amen. Maranatha, my brother. Maranatha.